Wife's Birthday Gift by Texas Ace. Read by Audio Diva. I've been married for 10 years and I've never had sex with anyone else but my husband Matt. I would never have an affair, and until recently, I never even gave a second thought to having sex with another man. All that changed a week ago. Matt's college roommate called out of the blue and said he was going to be in town for a few days and he'd like to get together. I had only seen pictures of his roommate Ace, and he looked like a really nice guy. Matt invited him to stay with us so they could catch up with each other. Ace said he would arrive on Friday night, and that gave me a little less than a week to get things cleaned and ready. I reminded Matt that Saturday was my birthday, and he just smiled and told me that he didn't forget. The week went by slowly, and I was feeling vaguely anxious and unsettled. I found myself looking through Matt's college yearbooks and old pictures, trying to get a mental picture of Ace. I'd heard quite a bit about him from Matt over the years, and apparently he'd been very much the ladies' man in college. He played varsity football and was captain of the tennis team, and really the big man on campus. My heart sped up as Matt related some of their wilder escapades. One story in particular about a threesome they had with one of Ace's many girlfriends caused me to have a strange feeling in my stomach. By the time Friday arrived, I was so nervous I could barely concentrate, although I wasn't sure exactly why. Ace arrived Friday evening, and he and Matt hugged and carried Ace's luggage inside. Matt introduced me, and when I looked at Ace, my heart raced. He was drop-dead gorgeous, and the look he was giving me made me feel hot all over. I understood now why women were drawn to him. After dinner, I excused myself to let the men talk. I decided to take a long, hot bath to relax. As I soaked in the tub, my thoughts turned sexual, and I started to touch myself. Occasionally, I masturbate in the tub to relieve tension, but this night it was as if I had to. Images of my husband blurred, and it was Ace's face that I saw. I was shocked, but I couldn't stop. I pinched my nipples and rubbed my clit feverishly while images of Matt and Ace went back and forth in my head. I came so hard I had to bite the washcloth so I wouldn't cry out. I climbed out of the tub on shaky legs and decided to go to bed. Surely those two would be up late talking and reminiscing. I woke several hours later to the feeling of Matt kissing my neck. Half asleep, I turned into his arms and kissed him back hard. I had been dreaming of having sex with Ace, and I was already aroused. When he slipped his hand between my legs and discovered how wet I was, he pushed me onto my back and spread my legs. He thrust into me without any preliminaries, and the look in his eyes was wild. He pounded me hard and fast, and we both came within minutes. We lay there panting for a long time. Then he kissed me and said, "It's after midnight. Happy birthday, baby. I have a surprise for you tonight." Saturday morning, we ate breakfast and the men ran some errands while I did some shopping. I was still horny even after the early morning session with Matt, and I hoped there would be a repeat that night. The three of us went out to dinner that evening to celebrate, and we shared a bottle of wine at my favorite Italian restaurant. Maybe it was the wine, but both men seemed to be giving me looks that made my blood boil and my panties damp. When we got home, we sat in the living room listening to music and drinking more wine. It was very relaxing. I was sitting on the couch with Matt on the floor, leaning back against it. He was rubbing my leg, and the feel of his hands on my stockings made me tingle. We shared wine and small talk, and after a while, Ace moved over to the couch beside me. He put his arm across the back of the couch behind my head and started playing with my hair. I put my glass on the table and closed my eyes, letting my head fall back against the couch, just enjoying the feelings. I felt Matt move, and I opened my eyes to see what he was doing. He spread my legs and knelt down between them, running his hands up and down my legs from my toes to the top of my thigh-high stockings. Ace leaned over and started kissing the side of my neck, and at that point it finally hit me that this evening had been planned. I looked questioningly at Matt, and he said, "Totally up to you, baby. It's your birthday." I didn't answer at first, so Matt went on to explain that the idea came to him after he'd told me about his threesome with Ace in college. He noticed my reaction to the story and wanted to give me a birthday I would never forget. He also added that Ace was the only man in the world that he would trust with me. I looked into his eyes and saw the truth there. Then I looked at Ace. Making my decision, I stood up and started unbuttoning my dress. Matt asked me to leave my stockings, heels, panties, and bra on. I sat back down on the couch with Ace beside me and Matt on his knees between my legs. Ace kissed me while playing with my nipples through my bra, and Matt licked and kissed his way up my thighs until he reached my panties. I felt Matt's hot, wet tongue against my damp panties and moaned into Ace's mouth as he kissed me deeply. Then Matt slid my panties aside and ran his tongue up and down my moist slit. Ace sucked my nipples through the fabric of my bra and gently bit down while Matt zeroed in on my hardening, aching clit. I almost came right then, but they had other plans for me. Matt stood and unzipped his pants, then sat down beside me and offered me his hard cock. I leaned over to taste him as Ace got to his knees behind me on the couch. Ace moved my panties aside and started to lick my clit. He licked and sucked and nibbled me everywhere. The more excited I got, the more eagerly I sucked Matt's cock. It was so exciting to have a man's cock in my mouth and another man's tongue on my pussy. After a few minutes, I couldn't take it and I came harder than I ever have. But Ace didn't give me a chance to catch my breath. Still holding my panties aside, he rubbed the head of his cock up and down my now dripping pussy, then slowly pushed inside. He was larger than Matt, and the feel of being stretched was incredible. I moaned deep in my throat, and Matt's cock pulsed in my mouth as he felt me moan. I sucked Matt's cock in time with Ace's thrust, and we developed a nice, steady rhythm. Ace stopped and had me get on my knees so he could fuck me from behind. Whenever I dreamed about having two men, I always wanted to be fucked from behind by one while sucking the other. This was a dream come true for me, and I was loving every minute of it. I was breathing heavy and moaning, and I knew I'd come again soon. Matt was thrusting up into my mouth and whispering things to me like, "Oh yeah, suck my cock, baby, and I love the feel of your mouth on my cock." It turned me on to hear him talk that way, and I started bucking against Ace faster. I felt Ace squeezing and rubbing my ass cheeks, lightly slapping them. Then I felt Ace rub his finger against my asshole. I froze for a second. They both started talking to me in low voices, reassuring me. Ace slowly inserted his finger into my ass and started working it around, then in and out. My head started spinning and I came again, almost passing out with the pleasure of it. They both stood up and undressed while I laid there shaking. Then Matt sat down and told me to straddle him. I sank down on his cock and leaned forward so he could suck my nipples. He reached down and stroked my clit gently, and I started to move up and down. Ace stood along the side of the couch, and I leaned over to suck on his cock. I couldn't believe how badly I wanted to taste him. I felt Matt watching me, and as I deep-throated Ace, I felt Matt thrust into me harder and faster. When he didn't think he could take any more, Ace moved behind me, and Matt stopped thrusting. I felt Ace's hand pushing me towards Matt, and I felt him rub the head of his cock against my ass. Oh, I was so wet and aroused that his big cock slid right into my tight, virgin asshole with hardly any trouble. He went slowly so I could get used to him, and soon I started moving up and down on Matt's cock while Ace slid his cock in and out of my ass. This was what I dreamed about. Feeling two men inside me at once. Oh, they moved in unison, slowly at first, and then faster and harder, and just when I thought I was going to come, they stopped, had me turn around and sit on Matt's cock, facing forward this time. I eased down on his cock, and he groaned when he felt my tight ass contract around him. Oh, God, baby, your ass is so fucking tight. I leaned back, and Ace raised my legs up on his shoulders. Then he slid his cock into my pussy and started to thrust. Just that fast, I was worked up again and almost ready to come. Matt was thrusting up, and I could feel his cock sliding in and out of my ass. Oh, I knew he and I would be making that a regular part of our lovemaking from now on. I looked up into Ace's eyes, and he whispered, "Happy birthday." Then he kissed me. Matt reached around and played with my nipples, and I cried out, "Oh, I'm gonna come!" Ace pounded me hard and fast, and I came screaming and yelling Matt's name and Ace's. Ace pulled out and stood up while Matt gently dumped me onto the couch, and they both leaned over me and stroked their cocks. I realized that neither of them had come, so I told them both to come all over me. That set them both off, and they came all over my chest, rubbing their cocks on my tits. We all collapsed on the couch, and then a tangle of sweaty, spent bodies. It was a long time until we stopped breathing heavy, and I whispered, "Thank you, Matt. I will never forget this birthday." And then I whispered, "Thank you, Ace." Eventually, we showered, and all three of us climbed into our king-size bed. We spent the remainder of the weekend discovering all the different ways that three people can pleasure each other. I found that I enjoyed having two men pleasure me orally, one at my pussy and the other at my ass. I found that I also enjoyed sucking two cocks at the same time, having them come and rub their cocks on my cheeks. I discovered a lot of things about myself sexually that weekend. I'm sure we'll be seeing Ace again from time to time. It was an incredible feeling being with two men. I had secretly daydreamed of it a few times over the years, but never let on to Matt. How like him to know me so well. It was the best birthday present I could ever have hoped for. I am already thinking about his birthday, and I know just the girlfriend of mine I can ask. This story was by Texas Ace, who was gracious enough to allow Audio Diva to record it.